This week, we're on the up and up. And we're doing it because it's there. Eat your heart out, Chris Bonington.
What are you doing, Robert? Come on, we've got a proper challenge to do.
Welcome to the first Scrap Heap Challenge semi-final, where two battle-hardened teams will be pulling out all the stops to try and bodge their way through to this year's final.
The challenge this week is to build a one-man hill climber. We'll confront the teams with the ultimate gradient to test just how upwardly mobile they can be.
First up are the Clan, a family team of brave-hearted boy racers from Bonnie, Scotland.
Hi, I'm Colin. I'm a support worker in Edinburgh. Enjoy working with the boys. We have a great sense of humour together.
I'm David Ellis. I'm a mechanical design engineer.
Just a trim shirt back inside.
I'm Stephen. I'm an MOT tester from Edinburgh.
Who needs a Toro?
They won their place in the semis when they pushed their way to victory on their homespun snowmobile.
And they were worried about brakes.
To help the Clan this week, we flagged down four-wheel drive maestro Matt Lee. Last year, he designed and built the fastest off-road car in Britain.
Their opponents this week are the Mule Wrights, three good old union boys from the US of A.
My name is Ray, and I'm the captain of the Mule Wrights, and we're from Pleasanton, California, USA. My team members are Carlos and Rick.
I'll probably do most of the welding. Carlos has a great expertise in electrical.
I also think we're going to win because whenever you build a horse and buggy, you always put the mule in front of the cart. And since we're the mule, we'll be right up front.
We're the Mule Wrights!
In their previous round, the mules kicked sand in the face of the opposition when they whipped up a storm in their whirling dervish of a mine-clearing machine. To keep the mules in top gear, we've tracked down John Deevil, who makes off-road machines and drives them uphill and down dale.
Follow me, men. We're going in.
All right, on. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
It's a top-grade face-off between tartan testosterone and mulish machismo.
OK, teams, gather round. In a location not very far away, we have sought out the steepest of steep slopes. Now, I hope you've been practicing your hill starts, because we want you to build a machine capable of scaling dizzying heights and traversing terrifyingly steep terrain. Yes, teams, we want you to build a heroic hill climber!
Yeah!
Okay, let's go. Yeah! Yeah! You know the rules. From when the dong a dongs, you'll have just 10 hours to build the most vertigo-inducing machine imaginable. Are you ready?
Yes! Yeah!
Before they can climb a mountain, they'll need a spell on the nursery slopes and a session at the drawing board.
Right, lads, what do we need to start this? What do we need to bring in?
Four-wheel drive, it sounds nice.
Matt, what kind of engine are we going to need for this?
Well, I reckon we need 100 to 150 horsepower.
The Clan's plan is to build a conventional-looking machine, but with a revolutionary twist.
So just bring a vehicle back, bring an engine back.
One drive shaft's going to go to the back axle.
Yep.
One drive shaft's going to go to the front.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's going to be like mid-mounted.
Right.
Right, so you've got the drive going that way, off rather than... Yeah.
Yeah.
The Clan want to build a small, lightweight buggy to rocket up the bottom of the slope at high speed and then crawl the rest of the way to the summit. They'll need a vehicle with a chassis from which they'll strip the bodywork. They'll add big, beefy wheels and fit the most powerful engine they can squeeze on board. The clever bit involves fitting a transverse-mounted engine from a front-wheel drive car. But instead of mounting it across the car, they'll flip it round lengthways to drive both the front and rear axles. This should give them a super lightweight four-wheel drive, but it's a completely untried idea.
Big truck.
A big truck.
Big truck.
Big truck.
Big engine.
Big engine.
Big engine.
That's annoying.
The mule's plan couldn't be more different. They are going big and slow.
Tracks.
Man, tracks.
What size are we looking for?
Conveyor belting.
Got it.
We know a little bit about conveyors.
We're going to cut the conveyor belt. We're going to make it with hang line.
Jeez, how much time have we got here, buddy? Wait a minute.
The mule's plan is to build a massive track-driven machine to crawl slowly but surely up the hill. First, they need a four-wheel drive with a powerful engine and an automatic gearbox. For the track, they'll use rubber conveyor belts, which they'll wrap around each set of wheels. For extra grip, they'll add strips of angle iron to make treads. The Mulewright's design will be a tortoise to the clan's proverbial hare. Everything is going to depend on those tracks, but at least their idea has been tried before.
The first ever Caterpillar track machine was invented in England in 1908, and this tractor is the daddy of them all. The idea of using tracks was quickly snapped up by the British Army, and the first tanks rolled onto the battlefield in 1916 during the Battle of the Somme.
Go get him, guys.
The mules are first out of the stalls as they stampede their way into the heat.
The Clan brothers are hot on their heels. Last time they had problems sorting the scrap, so they've had a reshuffle. Colin the dad is now captain, so son Stephen's free to scavenge. The pressure's on him to grab the good stuff.
Come on, boys, what you got?
Talk to me, David.
You're going to give us 2 minutes.
Hurry up!
Colin's got the jitters, but there's no need to worry. The lads have nabbed a dinky little jeep, perfect for their lightweight hill climber.
Neither.
So have you fellas been practising your scavenging?
Yes, very much so.
Because you were rubbish last time.
Thanks. Watch this time.
You've had change of roles, haven't you? Because you were captain, so you were stuck in there.
Right, no. How frustrating was that? The first 2 hours doing nothing.
Oh, really? So is that why you've had change of strategy?
I basically said to my dad that he was hopeless. He thinks he's the captain, but...
Oh, really? No. That's the issue.
He likes to...
Under scrap heap rules, the team captain and expert can't scavenge. Clan chieftain Colin has to leave it to his wee lads.
He's the only boy that makes me nervous when he goes quiet. He's up to something. You always know he's up to something when he goes quiet.
We've got a Suzuki Jeep that we'll try and pull off.
Superb. Go for it.
The clan boys have got their scavenging sorted.
Hello!
Hey! That's my boys! They've even got tinsel on it!
Never raced or rallied.
One careful lady on her.
Their four-wheel drive Jeep may be natty and lightweight, but it's got no engine or gears. While Dad gets to work on it, the boys go back on the hunt.
What's on that here?
A big four-wheel drive vehicle. And it's got...
The Americans aren't worried about weight. They've staked their claim to a hefty great truck with a massive V8 engine.
And it's automatic too, yes!
Right on. You wanted an automatic then, Carlos?
Yes, we do. We want an automatic because we're going to just creep up the hill, and if you have a clutch, there's a chance of burning out the transmission.
Right.
I mean the clutch plate. So, well, we're going to get this bad boy in.
Yeah, you know what? Bring that thing around, dude. I'll hook you up.
The mule's truck is a brawny 2-ton monster with a V8 engine. Unlike the clan, they aren't relying on speed, but grip. Adding tracks to their vehicle is like unrolling the tyres, so much more tread is on the ground at any one time. This will give them more traction, as long as the tracks don't split or break. And the V8 engine and automatic gearbox should give them a slow, smooth and steady crawl to the summit.
Huh?
The mules aren't on the move yet.
We got a truck. We're trying to get the front wheels locked in, and we're doing fine.
Thank you. Just needed a little report. I was worried about you, son. I thought maybe you were taking a nap.
But this thing's not locked in, so that axle's just...
The mules are going to take a while to get it off the heat. There's time to check out expert John's off-road credentials.
Yeah, good.
I know. Have you driven sort of hybrid, built from scratch vehicles?
Yes.
Or,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And any tracked ones?
No.
Oh, boy.
I like to go for this.
You, wait in the truck.
Oh, God.
The clan are in overdrive. they still haven't found a suitable engine and gearbox for their dinky little Jeep.
Guys? How's about a big block Ford V8 with everything attached?
It's like a lovely shop assistant, isn't it? Can I offer...
Hold on a second, I'm going to repeat that to Matt.
No. Forget it. We're bringing it in anyway.
V8? A bit big, isn't it?
It's too big!
Oh, really? What?
Tell me again, Wes.
It's perfect. We're bringing it in.
Stephen is determined to haul in the Hulk, but the clan's elder tribesmen aren't keen.
So tell me, how can it be too big if your scheme is basically power up the hill? Is it just too heavy?
We don't want to overdo the axle because we've got lightweight axles.
Could do with 100 horsepower, really.
Right.
And that's just on its limit, really.
Well, so you're worried it would just break the chassis?
It would if I was a bit of an animal or whoever the driver.
Just say, the driver's a bit of an animal.
Stephen, away for it then.
He's desperate for this V8.
He does sound rather keen, doesn't he? He's like the hard salesman.
I can hear the dribble on the microphone. I hope it's dribble on the microphone. Well,
the brother's passion for the stonking V8 could smash Captain Cole's lightweight plan.
The V8 engine is much too big and heavy to fit their chassis. And even if it fitted, its power would snap the car's lightweight axles in two. The other problem is that the V8 has only one drive shaft, so it can't drive the two axles simultaneously. If they choose it, their revolutionary four-wheel drive plan is out the window.
Clan Chieftain Colin and Expert Matt are making light work of stripping down the Jeep.
You've done a grand job, guys. Keep up the good work.
We're, spiritual advisors.
Never mind the spiritual advising. Get us an engine.
It's there.
Where?
Just over there.
Just a little bigger, just over here. Come on, chaps.
No.
Early issues developing in Camp Clan.
Have you? Oh, excellent.
Well, the thing is, you know, they've had this change of role because Stephen was the captain last
yes.
time. Now, Cole is captain
that's,
and
that
Stephen's
captain.
Out there playing like a 3-year-old. But he's found a V8 engine and they're experts saying V8 is far too big for their plan. It's going to smash up the whole machine. It's not going to work.
Because they've got quite a dinky little car in there.
Exactly.
They're going to put a V8 in that car.
Yeah.
I like it, but it won't work, but I like it.
It is really pleasing, but wrong. How the mule rights
well,
are...
Yeah, they've got a piece of angle iron, so they're well ahead. No, they have found a very, very big four-wheel drive truck.
Oh, have they?
And it works, but they can't get it...
They only do big as well, don't they?
But it's resting on an aeroplane at the moment, so it's a little bit difficult to get it in. It's just balancing. It's teeter-totter. It's a teeter-totter situation for anyone.
Go!
Again!
Go! Yeah!
OK.
And they all like the plan and they're all going, they're all giving each other high fives and starting every sentence with
oh,
dude.
They're being enthusiastic.
Because I just heard Rick say, dude, the dude's not in.
Toward me, toward me!
There's no time for high fives and dudery. They've got to get that truck back to base.
They take the brake off.
No drive.
There you go. Let's go.
The set, are we?
Hey, this is the wrong one.
Yes!
I wanted a green one.
Come on, I don't want a green one.
A yellow one.
Oh, baby. Woo!
To keep track on the team's efforts this week, our judge is top car engineer John Aykroyd. John's probably best known for designing Thrust 2, which snatched the land speed record in 1983, travelling at an amazing 663.47 miles an hour.
But we got, I think there's quite a lot of interesting issues because they're turning out to be very different approaches to the challenge.
Yes, there certainly are. There's the big one and the little one.
The little one. Well, the mechanical have definitely gone for the little one, but now I've just heard they've got an enormous engine which they're going to strap into a very little car.
Yes, I just heard that, a great big V8.
Yeah.
The original idea was to mount a front-wheel drive engine.
Right.
Turn it through 90 degrees, use the front-wheel drives to drive the front and rear axles, turning it into a four-wheel drive car, but also putting it into a lower gear.
Right, because those axles would normally, from the engine, go to the wheels, so
that's
directly onto the road.
Because
there could be quite a lot of problems, I would imagine, putting a very, very big engine in a very, very small, lightweight car.
It puts a lot of strain on the mechanics.
Yes.
The mules here are going to go for the... crawler approach,
yeah.
and they're going to try and go up there and keep a steady bite into right. that dirt.
Right. Yeah. And what do you think about their idea for the track?
Father, my goodness, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
A lot of work.
Yeah. So at the moment, then, if you had to put your money on one team or the other, who would you actually go for now?
In terms of the plan,
I mean, so assuming they're going to do what they say they're going to do.
Well, I think at the moment I'm swinging to
the mules.
Yes, because they've actually got a plan and they're sticking to it.
The Clan, our family team of tartan tearaways, are planning to build a super-fast Hillstormer. But they're still missing the vital ingredients of an engine and gearbox.
Up against the macho American Union boys, the mules are building a monster of a track-driven vehicle to crawl up the hill. But so far, they've got no track, just this shabby old conveyor belt from a cement factory. Ray's worried it's not up to spec, but with time running out, it'll have to do.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours remaining, teams. Thank you very much, teams. Thank you. Thank you, teams.
Well, John and I were thinking, 12-inch wide conveyor belt, OK?
12-inch wide. Unfortunately, they've only got one belt and they need two tracks. So either they need to find another one or they'll have to split it in half.
Don't twist, OK? And a little bit of gap in between.
OK, we don't have much room here.
Okay? Exactly.
We don't have much room there.
Exactly.
Have you ever cut a belt in half?
Yeah, I know. It's a long way to Tipperary. Know,
exactly.
It's the moment of truth. They're going to have to cut the 56-foot belt straight down the middle. Any mistakes now and the team will be back to the drawing board.
Oh, man, you trust that belt?
No, but at least that way we got one big cut all the way down.
I just don't trust it.
We're going to have a problem, right?
Lay it all the rest of the way out.
Well,
see if Carlos is king of rubber, having spent years installing airport conveyor systems.
I don't trust it for being straight, but it don't matter.
No problem. Carlos clearly hasn't lost his touch.
There's your belt.
No.
The Clan are still pressing ahead with their oversized engine, and they're in danger of sabotaging their scheme.
The two of you can come up here and help us shift this engine, if you don't mind.
The Clan are at engine crunch point. They must decide whether to V8 or DV8.
Oh, you're joking.
That's it.
It's going to be sticking out the front.
So long, innit?
But trust me, there's nothing else.
That we can see. They're all Chevys.
There's no small box around,
unfortunately.
You've been right around?
Yes.
We'll certainly take another shifty and see what we can see, but...
Of course there's something else, surely.
Right. Bite his go. We'll carry on.
Right.
Well, that was a complete waste of about an hour. Two.
Colin's bolshy bairns will just have to keep on searching.
You go that way. I'll go that way.
If the Clan had 6 months and £80,000, this is what they might hope to bodge together. A top-of-the-range off-roader with four-wheel drive, a low centre of gravity and lashings of power. At the wheel is Andy Davis, who won the British Hill Rally Championships last year. He certainly knows how to grapple with extreme gradients.
Faster at the bottom and slower at the top to get the grip.
Right, so it's quite a good idea to give it a bit of welly to get it going. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, get the speed up, and then as it starts spinning out, ease off a bit.
Right.
So that you can keep the grip to go over the top, hopefully.
Right. So quickly tell me what engine we're looking at. It's a V8?
Yes, TVR, 5 litre.
5 litre V8, and how many horsepower?
Roughly between about 370 and 400 horsepower.
400 horsepower, that's quite a lot for what is really a two-seater, very small car.
Yeah.
We're solidly built, though. Can I have a ride?
Yes, no problem.
I'm stuck, so.
Yeah, no problem.
It's the perfect quest for the crest.
Back on the heap, the mules have collected a ton of angle iron to make their metal grippers and side flanges for their tracks. Their plan is to bolt strips of angle iron across the belt for extra grip. They'll also add short flanges to both ends of each strip. These should stop the tracks slipping off the wheels as they grind up the hill.
Yeah, brother!
Oh, man, double torch!
What's up, brother?
It's going to take the mules several hours to cut their angle iron down to size.
And they don't have to be perfect, either.
I
love you, bud.
Each track needs 56 grippers, a foot long. That's 112 bits of angle iron to be cut and two holes made in each strip for fixing to the conveyor belt. Each gripper also needs a flange on both ends to hold the belt onto the wheels. That's a staggering total of 224 flanges. Ray's estimated that it will take them at least 3 hours per track. They've barely got enough time.
Man, this team is working smooth today, Ray.
Yeah, baby.
We're rocking. We're like the octopus playing the drums, baby.
The octopus playing the drums.
Clan brothers Stephen and David have finally found another engine.
The Honda four-cylinder, probably about a 1500-1600 automatic front-wheel drive. Everything's there, but as I say, it's automatic and front-wheel drive, so I guess that's no use.
That's it, we'll have that.
Right, that'll do, beautiful.
I guess we're going for plan Z now, yeah?
No, we're back to plan A on a different book.
The clan's plan is to hit the start of the hill in top gear and then change into lower gears as they climb. In a low gear, the engine spins fast, but the wheels turn slowly, delivering more torque or turning power to the tyres. By connecting the engine through the axles to the wheels and not directly, the clan will halve the speed of each gear, and that will double their torque. The only weak link is their automatic gearbox, because the automatic mechanism wastes a lot of the engine's power. But overall, it's still a better option than that massive V8.
We can lose, obviously, but not destroy. Get rid of the body. Get rid of the washer bowl. Get rid of the...
The clan need to transplant the mechanical heart and lungs of the Honda into the Jeep. There are various minor mechanical organs and blood vessels which they must decide whether to use or lose.
Die!
Yes. Oh, oops. Hope that wasn't important.
That's the wiring loom, the car's equivalent of a spinal cord. Let's hope these metal medics know what they're on about.
Steady.
Carlos and John have almost finished the first track, and they're rubbing along just fine.
Is it looking good?
Yeah, it's looking good.
OK, is it looking like the way you thought it was?
No.
How do you feel about the plan?
Pass.
Pass. OK. How do you feel about us?
Fine. Fine. Absolutely fine, Carlos.
Who are these weirdos?
But it doesn't have a... On the other side of the wall, the clan are in crisis. The electrical wiring loom, which Matt hacked through earlier, looks as if it's going to need major surgery before they stand any chance of breathing life into the engine.
Are you definitely not worried about all the bits you smashed up when you took this out?
Yeah. He smashed them. That's the main worry.
It is
a worry. Getting it running again.
We're trying not to.
A few wires, look. Calf.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
I told them.
You see, that one's the starter wire. That one's the stop wire.
Just looks sick in the face.
Simple as that, isn't it?
Simple.
Start, stop.
Do we want to engage in any kind of finger-pointing about how this might have happened?
There's no question.
That's a yes.
Blame the expert.
You cut that all off like that.
I did just slip with my axe saw, actually. And it just happened to cut it.
So it was a genuine accident?
Yeah.
What's that smell?
That's... Do you think he might regret that tempestuous moment?
No, nah, it's all right. He's an electrician. So he says...
Slashing my wrists and...
You're an electrician?
No. I know nothing about electronics.
He said he was.
Does anyone here know a lot about...
You change a light bulb.
We've only got a few sensors
that
and
that. Come down to...
While the clan maintain a cool, calm bedside manner, their opponent's mood is turning very sour. The mule's production line has been in overdrive for nearly 3 hours, but Ray's got an industrial dispute on his hands.
I'm really scared. Is those sharp edges caving in that tyre?
If it bursts the tyre, we're up the creek. Because we've got no more tyres.
We got nothing.
Look at you guys. This is what this is going to look like. Okay? That is not going to cut no tyre. Because it'll be welded stiff. This is not going to cut a tyre here. If you had something like this and you tried to cut the tyre, you ain't going to do it.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
The mules are worried that their tiny side flanges won't hold the track in place and the conveyor belt may leap off the wheels. But there's a second, far bigger problem with the flanges. As the wheels turn, there's a risk they could twist into the tyres and rip the rubber to bits.
Okay, guys, what we got to do is we got to do something. We got to get the other side on, no matter what. We got to get the other side on. Those guys are professionals at putting it on. They know the plan. You and I will cut a whole bunch more
flat
bars. Excuse
me. I didn't volunteer.
It doesn't matter. I'm the expert, or you're the expert. I'm the boss. So there, I'm the captain. So you guys are going to put that stuff on. Got it?
I resign.
Hang on, man. I wanted to do a little bolt up today.
I resign.
Ray needs to keep his team on side before he can sort out the machine. But the union boys may need a spell of arbitration to keep on track.
Will the mule's tracks rip their tyres to ribbons? And will the clan manage to hastily hotwire their massacred motor? Stay glued.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a team of tartan tinkerers are taking on a clutch of Californian kludgers in a battle to build a hill climber from a load of old rubbish.
The clan are on a roll and their buggy looks the business, but the engine is still showing no signs of life.
I'll tell you something.
The mules need to get back on track with their monster machine, but they've just had a mega bust-up. They're taking time out from their assembly line to sort out a few internal disputes.
I think, you guys, we got to reinsure our expert.
Why?
He just doesn't seem like he has the confidence in us yet.
Because I yelled at him.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I yelled at him. I wanted him to work as hard as we do. I should know better than that.
You know, you can't expect the next guy to work as hard. Guy's different.
No, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, this guy's great.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing great.
I think he's losing confidence in us, though.
No.
I really do.
I think he's not used to. He's not used to a bunch of loudmouths, dude.
He's not used to a bunch of people running around like with their heads cut off.
Hey, are we getting stuff done?
Let's just calm down. He's a quiet man. He's cool. Treats me great, dude.
He's good to go.
Yeah, he's.
No, he appreciates what we're doing. He's just not used to it. That's all. He's not used to us. We're weird.
I don't want to blow his confidence in us because I think that's going to be a big part of this.
He's got confidence, nothing like that, dude. Just doesn't like you.
Yeah, I know that.
Likes me.
I know he likes you.
There's no disputing Camp Clan. They're brimming with confidence and are just one big happy family.
I seem to remember being in here a little while ago, a couple of hours, and saying, so when are you going to see whether this engine hacksaw job actually did any damage? And you said, oh, we'll have it started in 10 minutes.
It's actually, we've worked out it's not a problem.
Do you know the only thing that would reassure me completely
is to hear the sound of it.
Exactly.
What? Yeah, we can pretend.
Can you? But why can't you just start it up?
Oh, we're not interested.
Loads of wee.
You're scared, aren't you?
No, yeah. not at all. Just a few, there's obvious power wires. Everything else it's is just gubbins. Yeah.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, lovely teams. Thank you.
So while Stephen sorts the electrics out, the rest of the team have turned their attention to the wheels. They're swapping the old ones for a set of 4 beefier ones. Bigger wheels will boost the clan's chances in 2 crucial ways. First, they'll act like a higher gear, giving the team greater speed at the bottom of the climb. Second, the larger diameter of the wheel will give each tyre a bigger footprint and more grip, which should hopefully help them claw their way right to the top.
But the bigger wheels won't fit the Jeep because the holes don't match the bolts on the hubs. It's just a case of burning a new set of bolt holes into the wheel hubs and fixing them in place.
Looking a bit better now.
So it's going places.
Why?
Rick has a cunning plan to stop the flanges chewing up their tyres. He's adding extensions to all 224 of them. Not a problem if you've got all day. Unfortunately, he hasn't.
You okay, Rick?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I got to move the ground on every stinking one. We knew this was going to happen, that this was too short.
Yeah.
And this tyre with the curve could jump on that thing and just throw the thing off like a loose bicycle chain.
Yeah, or blow the tyre, which is the other worry. We don't want to go there.
This is safe. See, this will keep it going.
Yeah, no, that won't do it. No.
And even if it bends the angle a little bit and bends these things out, this is going to be safe.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Can you tighten it up anymore? Because I would imagine that play isn't going to help you at all, is it? But that's not.
It ain't going to hurt nothing. It's not going to hurt nothing.
So really, all you've got to do now is
get back to welding.
Get back to welding.
I'm behind, man. Yeah.
The mule's flange extensions are piling on the weight and making their rubber tracks stretch and sag. To grip the ground properly, the tracks must be really tight all the time. Otherwise, they'll lose their traction and could ping off the wheels like a pair of giant elastic bands. If the weight proves too much, the belt could simply come apart, leaving them stranded on our slippery slope.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
What did you say?
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining.
2 hours.
The Clan's machine looks top-heavy and could be in danger of flipping over. Ideally, the car needs a low centre of gravity, but their chassis is high and the engine is perched precariously on top. To try and avoid spontaneous tippage, they've welded a wheelie bar on the back.
What's the purpose for this?
Well, the thing is...
is that going to be strong enough, realistically?
The longer and more ground-hugging an object, the lower its centre of gravity, and the less likely it is to topple over. The shorter and taller something is, the more likely it is to flip. As the hill gets steeper, the Clan's vehicle will tip up, making it less stable. More of the weight of the Clan's buggy will be over the two back wheels, increasing the risk that it'll pivot around the back axle and somersault. So the team have added a wheelie bar to stop the car tipping over backwards. The wheelie bar may look nice, but will that Nancy metal be man enough for the job?
In Iceland, where they like to take things to extremes, storming up 150-foot near-vertical cliffs at 50 miles an hour is an obsession. Even with their long, low buggies, gravity can get the better of them, and they don't always make it to the top. It may look dangerous, but these machines are built to protect the driver through the toughest of tumbles.
Well, they've got about half an hour to go, John. And, I mean, actually, I think the mules have really turned a corner. I'm really impressed with how they've done this. It looks like now the track will stay on and it won't puncture
better.
The tyres.
You can't, it does, I mean, you know, look, who knows? Better, yes. Of course, it's static now.
Yeah.
But when all that lot's flailing around, yeah. 300 horse, yeah. Lots of tall gravel,
yeah.
Dirt, bumps in the track... flailing bits.
I was feeling quite optimistic for a minute then. And what about the Clan? I mean, the Clan's, it's such a compact little thing.
It's so compact.
It's a compact monster truck, isn't it?
It really is. They've got the radiator in, they've got the battery in. But as they're building it, I'm noticing that it seems to get higher and shorter as time goes on. So although it's a wonderful concept, it really does look a bit tippy over backwardy at the moment.
OK, we're right up against it now. They're going to finish very, very soon. Who's your money on there?
I still think I've got my money on the Clan. Yes.
They're looking very together.
The Clan are making a few final adjustments to their wiring and should at last be ready to test their engine.
We better get it up off the ground because it'll pull right off of those.
The mules have spent the last 2 hours extending those flanges and it's time to test their tracks. They seem to be trundling pretty well, but there's still a danger the flanges will slash the tyres. Rick thinks the answer is to cut them down.
Cut those down again?
Yeah. Well, let's heat them up and bend them. Gotta be better.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, look at that. That one almost popped the tire right there. Do you see what I'm talking about?
It sounds like they've found themselves yet more work to do.
Please. You got it. Thank you, sir.
The mules now have over 200 flanges to heat up and bend out to keep them away from their tyres.
OK, is this going to be OK for you?
Rick seems convinced it's divine retribution.
I'm a bad man.
Oh, my God. Just the tensioner for a cam belt.
We want them back in, then.
The Clan have accidentally unscrewed a vital bit off their Jeep. The cam belt controls the flow of fuel into the engine, and they won't get over the starting line without it.
The cam belt tension was going to come off, which is not a good thing. What, sprung away then?
I think the ball hit me.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing sprung off.
Yeah.
Things seem to be going from bad to worse for the Clan.
And tension is rising in Camp Mule.
Pay attention, pay attention!
They still have one belt to do, and John's worried that even then it might not work.
The clan have managed to fix up their cam belt, and it's time to see whether their last-minute repairs have done the trick.
Right, hang on tight, guys.
2 seconds.
Well, we're going to try anyway. If this battery lasts.
Right.
Whoa, it's in gear.
Go on!
They've resuscitated it just in time.
It's in gear, then.
You reach across.
Oh, it's fallen off.
All right, darling?
Yeah, darling, all right.
Is it, have you found out the bits that you needed and put them back on?
Oh, yeah.
Because we kind of went... a spring went that way and a ball went that way, so...
Oh, God, did you find them, though? You found
them? Yeah. I don't like hand throttle.
Is that the hand throttle?
That's good. But I'm not keen on that.
And what's this fella over there?
Well, that's a gear change.
That's a gear change.
Got long arms.
The clan's gearbox is automatic, but it also gives them the option of selecting different gears manually.
In theory.
There we are.
Drive four.
Right, drive
four. So it's four-speed box.
Right.
Fourth gear.
Yep.
Check the speedo. Yes, 60 mile an hour. Let's hit fifth.
Right.
Oh, which hasn't got it.
Right.
Yes. Overdrive.
We'll go for
overdrive.
Third.
Going to overdrive because you're going so fast. Then.
Overdrive. And then we're just getting near the top. Park.
Oh, with only seconds to spare, the mules have kicked up their flanges and are hot to trot.
1 minute remaining, teams, just to do a little bit of polishing up.
Yes, we're nearly done.
Even expert John's getting into the swing.
Any other welding on the other side, Rick?
Heck no, done. The other side's done.
Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, team, your time is up. Down your tools. Down your tools. Put your torches down. Put your torches out, guys. Torches out. Have a good rest, because tomorrow you've got a bit of a hill to climb, guys.
Bit of an uphill struggle.
Will the clan's super light hill stormer, made from a dinky Jeep with steroid enhanced wheels, defy gravity and streak up the slopes to snatch victory?
Or will the more sedate pace of the mule's hill crawler, with makeshift conveyor belt tracks, take them slowly but surely to the summit and a place in the coveted scrap heap final?
This is not a challenge for the faint-hearted. The teams will have 3 attempts to negotiate their way up that slope over there, which is a horrifically steep 1-in-2 gradient. Whoever scales the dizziest heights will be laughing all the way to the Scrap Heap Challenge final.
We've blacked up the windows of the minibus so the teams haven't been able to see the slope. Will they still be in high spirits when they see the scale of their test?
Careful.
Hey, you get him.
Come over here, guys.
Yeah, but stand behind me, I'm safe.
The teams will have 3 attempts at scaling the 360-foot 2-in-1 slope, and the team that makes it to the top the most times wins. If both teams reach the summit only once, we'll follow car rallying rules, and the first successful attempt will be the one that counts.
Push yourself, we're going for a start-up.
Because the challenge is potentially dangerous, we've added a roll cage and an emergency engine cutout to both vehicles, and we provided special race car seats and full safety clothing for the drivers. The clan are figuring out how to best use their automatic gearbox.
If you get in the drive, I'll just take off.
The mules are still making last-minute adjustments. They're adding steel rods to put extra tension into their track. But with time running out, it's not just the track getting tense.
You're good to go.
Okay,
clan, you're the first team to go. Start when you're ready.
The clan have won the toss and elect to go first.
Oh! Come on, baby!
Off he goes.
Oh! They can't seem to get the revs out of that engine.
Keep it going! Go, go, go!
The clan's hill stormer isn't exactly living up to its name.
Nine.
They haven't got up as much speed at the bottom of the hill as they'd hoped.
He's trying to get those engine revs up.
So he's not in gear now, is he?
See, it would really work if he could get the power, because the actual transmission...
Well, now he's climbing a serious bit of hill and slipping badly.
Yeah.
Now it looks as if they're stuck in too high a gear. The wheels are spinning helplessly.
That'll do. That's good for a first run. That's good for a first run. Yeah!
So what's up with this engine then?
I'm just warming the gearbox up. I'm just frightening them for a bit.
So how was the perspective when you kind of came off the flatbed and pointing up? Does it feel nice up there?
Nice. I was starting to lose my breath.
It's a disappointing first run for the clan. They head back to the pits to tinker with the gears, and the mules get ready for their first attempt.
Okay, mules, it's your turn now. Start when you are ready.
Good luck, John.
That's a beast.
What a monster.
Easy, John. Easy.
Oh, man.
John sets out on the lonely trail with only his trusty steed for company.
The lumbering brute is en route.
It's hard to tell what the grip's
it's
like.
Chantering away.
It is. It's chantering on. Now, he's hitting some steep now.
It's a bumpy ride, but the mule train is stubbornly grinding ever upwards.
He's slipping a bit now, but he's still going.
He's gonna make
that sucker up that hill.
Luckily, this challenge isn't about speed. They just need to keep going.
That is very, very impressive. Wow. I think he may have reached his... No, he's still going.
Go, man! Give it some gas!
Give it some gas!
Jesus Christ!
Shoot, dude.
He's going all the way! That is amazing! How on earth is he going to get down, though?
It's looking good. The tracks are holding together under the strain of lugging the monstrous two-ton brute up the hill.
He's gonna die! He's gonna die! He's gonna die!
Oh, the tire tracks come off! The tracks off right at the top!
Keep going,
we can keep going, John!
It was a spectacular first run by the mules, and they've made it straight to the top. Their monster crawler was a vision of flailing flanges and not a pop tyre in sight. The track held on up until the last 10 feet before being brutally ripped off. A few seconds earlier, they'd have been stuck on the slope with no way out.
Welcome to the top of the hill.
Robert, it's very bumpy.
It looks like it was...
Try to keep your foot on the accelerator steady.
It must be...
like up and down like that.
Yeah, it looked hysterical.
Going up and down like that.
But you also had the disadvantage of your mule ears rubbing on the ceiling. That must have been very hard.
I thought there was something catching at the top.
Robert, I've got the mule rights here with a very important message for their expert, John.
Are you ready for it?
Yes, he can hear. Yes, carry on.
Way to go, John!
Right on, boys! Right on!
Yeah! You're a man!
You're a man! John, you're actually a dude.
A dude? A dude, John.
So the pressure's on. A place in the finals is at stake. Matt's decided to abandon the automatic gear change and take the entire slope in second gear. But first, he needs to get the revs up.
Doing exactly what you said, John. He's actually giving it a little spin round. Oh, now, is he kind of come for the big run? No, he's still giving it a little run round. It's going very well now.
How did it feel?
Very, very bumpy. But you were jerking like that because you were going up and down.
Well, did you know? I mean, as soon as you were going...
Ah! Matt's got the clan machine up to speed and he's making a dash for the slope while the going's good.
He's coming fast now.
Yeah. It sounds
that engine
really
is, the engine
nice.
Is running. Here he comes.
It's an amazing improvement. He's already past their first position and heading on up the hill.
Come on!
Oh, my word!
The engine's at full revs, but the wheels are spinning out of control.
Oh, he's spinning!
Oh, back, get out of the way, guys.
It's gonna roll.
No, he's not. He's brought it round.
Yeah. Look out,
Get out the way!
What a beautiful turn.
What a beautiful turn.
I've never seen a three-point turn like that with no engine.
Now, when you stopped, was that you were just, all your wheels were just spinning?
Full spin. No more traction. Nice, though. Who wants to drive?
Oh, me!
In the action replay, you can see how easily the Clan Stormer makes it up the first part of the slope. But because they're stuck in a single gear, they aren't able to crawl as slowly as they'd intended up the steeper section. And when they run out of momentum, the wheels lose traction. In a split second, Matt manages to cut the engine and spin the car around before it topples over.
So it's all over for the Clan. Rally rules state that in the event of a tie, the first attempt counts. Even if they ran again, they still couldn't beat the mules.
Fantastic. I think it's pretty clear, guys, that the mules have won. But what a fantastic effort from you guys.
On one, two,
so this means the mule rides are going to the final!
And a hill climber might come in handy next on Discovery. We're heading 1 kilometre high to glimpse the plans for Tokyo's Sky City in extreme engineering.